It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. And I'm commenting today about a story on MarketWatch, which is a great place to pay attention and watch what's happening in business. I strongly suggest going to MarketWatch.com or follow it on Twitter or Facebook or wherever. They do a really good job. Okay, they had a story on the 20th, January 20th, 2022. Oil prices may soon rise to $100 a barrel. Here's why. Well, they list four key reasons. I'm going to mention those. There's more on the actual page itself. It was written by Myra Seifong. So here's what they why this is a subject is that oil prices this past week have took a stiff run up to almost 87 a barrel. In some ways, it kind of went to 88 a barrel, but anyway, it's they settled Friday considerably, not considerably lower by 85, but still, it's the trajectory started down than up, but I don't think that's done. And I'll go and let's go look at the four reasons they give, because and let me comment about each of these, if I might. The four factors are coming from a fellow named Naeem Aslam, a chief marketing analyst at AvaTrade. He explained in a recent market update that this fellow wrote. The first is a supply issue, which involves OPEC. They don't see any reason to increase supply, and so they're just good. I mean, look, they make money. If there seems to be enough being used and there's not people holding back, what the hey, you know, just we'll just keep things as it is and we're going to make some money. If it looks like it's going to, if there's a lot being used, then we'll start to decrease so we can make better profit. That's OPEC, nothing new. Something important, let me comment to that, is that Joe Biden has always been very, very close to those folks overseas, the Saudi Arabians. He's always been a good buddy of theirs. If you'll notice that he shut down the pipeline so that we could have oil. No. He stopped that. He called it for environmental reasons. And then, so he's basically given it all over to Saudi Arabia. This is something he's done, if you've been following him, for decades. He's always been in favor of the Mideast handling our oil issues. And he does it in various ways. One way was to stop, under the guise of environmental protection, to stop anyone from driving? I don't think so. Did it raise prices for everyone? Absolutely. Is Saudi Arabia making a lot more money? Oh, darn tootin'. We'll see what happens here. Because I think you're going to continue to see this trend as long as Biden is president. We will be always paying more for them. The second reason is the, quote, investment and lending in the fossil fuel space have also dropped dramatically due to a shift towards renewable energy, end quote. He continues, this is creating further pressure on producers who are failing to find investors for their projects. Well, I think also we're finding that some of these renewable energy folks are finding problems with investors, except for one. The U.S. government. The U.S. government is funding a lot of quote-unquote renewable energy projects. Now let's get back to Mr. Biden. Well, Mr. Biden loves Saudi Arabia and having them do all the oil. Well, what better idea than to go about basically wasteful renewable energy projects that aren't going to really add up to anything. And it takes actually energy to do the renewable energy. So you actually end up using a lot more than you end up spending. And in the long run, it's not going to work anyway, as we've seen over and over and over and over again. Yes, there are car manufacturers announcing that they're selling more renewable cars with batteries and so on. And there's more people building solar panels. But I was involved with solar panels back in the 80s because I thought this was a practical direction to go. But as I worked involving this organization promoting solar, which was here in Florida, it was a Florida Conservation Foundation, I got to learn what was kind of the backstory you're not supposed to know about solar panels, and that's it. They just can't work in Florida. A third of our year is sunshine. The rest is rain, which is happening right now as I speak outside my door. and clouds. And that's why it's green everywhere. It's not, if it was always sunny, there'd be no green, we'd be a desert. So this, there's a reason for this. And also solar panels are not a good thing to have around if you want to try to avoid lightning. If you don't know, something some folks don't know is that mobile homes are often an attractor to tornadoes and lightning because they have metal roofs which reflect heat. And if you put them all together, they create a big area of heat which attracts looking for heat such as tornadoes and or lightning. Solar panels are doing the same thing, of course, trying to attract heat. They also tend to have metal to them, which is another reason why they're conducive to lightning, which then would wipe out its ability to really function all that well. Though, of course, if you can gather that energy and store it, but now we're getting back to why you have electrical to begin with. So solar is not a practical thing here in Florida, at least. And there's more to it than that, but there's two big portions for it. So, but anyway, the idea that the second reason, it lends itself to Biden again supporting Saudi Arabia, because that's just silly that the shift toward renewable energy, which isn't going to work. So it's just going to have people using more oil for Saudi Arabia. We're kind of setting things in there. And Saudi Arabia knows as well as anyone that the renewable energy thing is a canard, and it's an interesting direction to go in. There's nothing that can come of it. I'm sorry to say. I wish there were other options. Hey, look, if people were serious about not driving cars, they wouldn't be driving cars. Why on earth are there backups? Why did, as I love to point out, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, Joe Biden on a Tuesday was over at the climate summit yelling and screaming how we need to stop cars and stop emissions. And then the next day he's here, back here, signing the quote-unquote infrastructure bill to build more roads, to have more cars, to have more emissions. This is all garbage, and I don't know why people aren't smart enough to see that. That's so obvious. So, look, this is all silliness. People want to use oil. They'll continue to use oil. All right. The third reason is there's also the issue involving what they're calling the coronavirus issue. And they're seeing that it isn't adversely influencing oil demand as was anticipated. The regional lockdowns that were introduced have only lasted for a very short period. If you really understand, this is from a business. This is all about business. So understand what's being written there, that the idea is that if you have the regional lockdowns, then you won't be driving as much. And so why would OPEC would want to then lower production because of that? But because that hasn't happened, they're more using it. So now OPEC then holds back so they can make a profit. So okay, does that make sense? I think that makes sense. All right. By the way, I had a friend, Tom, who complained that there's not enough feedback back and forth. Hey, if you question anything, if I've said something goofy here, please let me know. Tweet me, send me a message, send me a whatever, let me know. Hopefully I explain this. But I think there's the other thing, is that this virus thing. However, if it starts up again, then there's thoughts that OPEC might change its mind. Remember, we weren't talking about OPEC during Trump? I mean, barely. We're talking not much about it because Trump had us producing our own oil. We don't have to worry about OPEC. I mean, they still have a definite influence upon things, but nothing like they do right now, where we're their slaves. We're their slaves. Again. The fourth reason is what is being referred to here as geopolitical developments. We're back to Biden and his protection of Saudi Arabia. There's, as is listed here, unrest in Kazakhstan, attack on oil infrastructure in the United Arab Emirates, and the crude flows through the Kirk-Sayan pipeline. All this is getting back to the issues that involving Russia and the Ukraine. And Biden, quote, adopting a strong stance against Russia and he has vowed to punish Russia if it attacks Ukraine. So is Russia going to invade Ukraine? No, they're not going to. May they eventually take it over? Yeah, I don't think they're going to attack Ukraine. Well, they got to gain from that, truly, from it, as much as just slowly taking it over as much as anybody else is taking over, as we see happening in this country, as the drug cartels are slowly taking over, those of Spanish heritage are taking over and deciding that we're going to speak Spanish language and not the English language. Yeah, we can see it's easier just to kind of seep in and do it gradually and more productively than going and using bombs and guns. However, by Biden bringing up this scary image of Russia attacking Ukraine, we suddenly are now thinking, ooh, we're going to have a war. Two things come from that. One, it gives credence to funding the military-industrial complex, which Biden has also absolutely loved and embraced forever. For 50 years of his time in politics, he's always been a hawk involving war, the direct opposite of Trump. And so that's absolutely positively where he's coming from here. The other thing is Saudi Arabia. Hey, I'll put a threat out there, and this gives Saudi Arabia the upper hand of saying, oh, look at the pipeline, look at all the trouble it could cause. Oh, Saudi Arabia. So here's where they, again, can dig in and make a lot of money by manipulating the rest of us. The theory here about all of these four points is that oil possibly going to 100. For one, this Aslam says, quote, I believe the $100 is a done deal now, regardless of escalation, end quote. Well, we've been hearing that for years now, and that hasn't happened. The difference is the four things that he mentions. These things weren't happening during Trump. We were seeing things heading up at one point a couple of times during Trump, but it went down instead in the end, and we saw our prices go down because we were using our oil, not Saudi Arabia's. Saudi Arabia is back in driving the car, if you will, and we're in the trunk. We're not even in the back seat. We're in the trunk. We're in the trailer that's kind of connected to the back of the car, and we're hoping we don't fall out. Anyway, that position that we're in, yeah, sure, it could go to $100. They have nothing to lose from it. Plus, the other thing is, it's not really mentioned here involving us, is the inflation that's been soaring. That's a big deal. Because inflation's going up, now they could raise prices to gas, and it doesn't seem all that unusual. Even though really one has nothing to do with the other, you're not supposed to know that. But OPEC could take full advantage of that and say, oh, well, raising prices, it'll just seem like it's just another part of of the inflation they're having. Of course, causing far more inflation, which is something we've been through before, which is a very scary thought. So are we going to $100 a barrel? The way Biden's going at it? Sure, absolutely. Why not? Why not go to $200? The way Biden's going at it, he doesn't seem to care how much is spent and who's spending it, whether it be the federal government or you. It doesn't matter because money grows on trees and it's just paper, and we can always print some up in the back room anytime we want to. What the underlying story here is that we as a country are heading down a very deep, dark road that is getting scarier and scarier, involving not just inflation, but the ability to many to survive. Biden's been starting to chatter more about trying to somehow fund people who are having financial issues. And I mean, this is crazy talk. Again, this creates more inflation, more trouble. This is very, very bad. The November elections are very important. I'm probably going to say this on every podcast. Please get out there. Please help. We're going to, on the Republican side or whatever's against Biden, please, we need to shut this down. Oh, by the way, I ought to comment on something. Wall Street Journal had an interesting editorial about Kamala Harris needing to get prepared to become president. It's a fascinating. It came out today, the 21st. So go check out the Wall Street Journal for that story. It's a wow. It's people. That's overt. That's an overt story. Now, what's going on behind the scenes? Wow, I don't know. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But the people upset with Biden are pretty big. The problem is Biden's pretty well protected around across the board, whether it be Biden. I think Russia loves what Biden's doing. I think Saudi Arabia clearly, and all the families there, are making billions of dollars from all of this. And then, of course, all the pharmaceutical companies, Bill Gates and Fauci, are just doing so well. He's well protected. But There could be other forces where folks say, look, we got to do something about him. And one of those to watch is Nancy Pelosi, who's an interesting wild card involving this because of her past and her interest in all this, which could become an interesting point. But that's another podcast. Coming up soon, I'm going to do a podcast. I'm currently reading The Real Anthony Fauci. It's 934 pages. I'm 75% through it. It is unbelievably terrific. Yeah, I've never been one to really embrace the idea of conspiracy theories until I'm reading this book, because I actually studied a lot of this stuff. I'll do a podcast about it. I'm reading through this, a lot of this, and I'm reading, oh, I've read all this before 30 years ago. Oh, here it is again. And I'm going through it. But here it is all coalesced in a nice giant bundle with tons of footnotes. It is extraordinary. It is really cheap. You can download it for $2.99 on Kindle. Maybe I'll do that next week, or maybe I'll do it before that. I'm not sure. I should have the book finished by Sunday, the 23rd, I believe. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Please comment. Please let me know how you like this and what you think. And I love to get all that input as I can. Also, let me again refer to MarketWatch.com. The story is from January 20th. It was filed at 3:27 p.m. Oil prices may soon rise to $100 a barrel. Here's why. I actually mentioned most things in it already, but there's some other details in there. It's by Myra P. Saefong, S-A-E-F-O-N-G. So they're my thoughts about adding to that. Those are things that if she wanted to write, or she couldn't, because this is really pretty much, this is a really straight story, and I added my editorial pieces to it. All right, you all have fun out there. Take care. I will talk to you all down the road. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast, and I will talk to you later. And bye-bye. Uh-oh. It's all right, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right, I say it's okay.